You're listening to SBS News.
In a significant shift for the party, Queensland Senator Matt Canavan has been elected leader of the Nationals in the wake of David Littleproud's departure. Following a 45-minute party room meeting, the Nationals announced the longtime Conservative as their new leader and Darren Chester as deputy. Following Mr. Littleproud's resignation, Deputy Leader Kevin Hogan and Senator Bridget McKenzie announced their leadership bids, with Mr. Canavan ultimately winning the ballot. Senator Canavan says he is grateful to Mr. Littleproud for his service to the party.
It's extremely humbling to be elected the leader of this great party, second oldest party in our nation's history. I want to thank David Littleproud for his excellent service to our party, to our nation. David leaves as someone with an enormous victory over the divisive voice to Parliament, which this party room was the first to stand up against and eventually win that debate. It's been a tough time, and I know more than anyone else how tough it can be in this game, but David has left everything out on the paddock, and we very much all thank him for that.
Mr. Canavan says he is well placed to lead the party, citing his long-term stance against net zero.
I think our country needs to be saved. We've been very troubling times for our nation, and I think we need a strong Nationals Party with its practical, pragmatic approach to deliver solutions for the Australian people. I do think I'm in a good position to lead the party because I've been calling out the mess we've got ourselves in for many years. I've been against net zero from the get-go. I was against much of the government expansion during COVID, and we need that credible voice now to recover our political position, to take up the fight to the government, and ultimately to deliver better results for the Australian people.
After leading for nearly 4 years, David Littleproud stepped down as Nationals leader, triggering a new leadership contest. Since the 2022 election, Mr. Littleproud has navigated a turbulent 9 months, twice breaking ranks with the Liberal Party. Under Mr. Littleproud's leadership, the Nationals lost Andrew Gee to the crossbench, Jacinta Nampajimba-Price to the Liberals, and Perrin Davies' Senate seat. Mr. Littleproud says he believes it is time to transition to a new leader, but is confirming that he will stay on as the MP for Maranoa.
The reality that I've got the decision right. I've grappled with it for a long time. I was going to pull the pin when Coalition got back together, but it was important that I made sure that there was a transition in the Liberal Party, and we got that right, and I've got great confidence in Angus. And where he'll lead the coalition. My role is now a different one, and I should be judged now on how I support the new leader that comes out of our party room today. And my role is to make sure they're even a better leader than me, and that's what I'm going to put my energy and focus into. And I've actually feel really good about that, and I'm looking forward to whatever the decision we make, getting on with it. And I just feel good, and it's great to be with my wife last night.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is thanking David Littleproud for his service. He is praising their mutual respect and ability to work together on regional and national interests, despite their differing political backgrounds. Opposition leader Angus Taylor also took the time to thank Mr. Littleproud for his tenure.
David has played a crucial role. I've watched that, I've seen that, and it is a great legacy that he has made that contribution over that time period. Can I also say that David is an incredibly committed person when it comes to rural and regional Australia. I have seen time and time again he has stood up for his constituents.
So what does the new leader of the National Party stand for? Mr. Canavan says he is concerned that Australia is facing a severe, rapid-onset fuel crisis that is threatening to destroy livelihoods by forcing farmers to abandon livestock and food production. He says that government inaction and poor leadership is responsible for the life-threatening emergency now facing the agriculture sector. Beyond that, he says childcare reform is an area he has always been passionate about. To him, childcare reform isn't just about economics, it's a long-standing personal mission.
One thing that I've always been passionate about, going right back to the start of my career, is a better deal for families, especially families that would like to spend more time with their newborn children. Our tax system currently massively penalises families that would like to do that, and we're forcing everybody into a institutional government-subsidised childcare system that's not for everyone. Some people are happy there, some people have to use that, but we must have more choice and flexibility for parents in looking after their children. I've always been very passionate about that.
The new leadership team's first major test will be the Farah by-election, scheduled for May 9th, caused by the retirement of former Liberal leader Susan Lee. Brianna Charles for SBS News.